Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, we get to now speak with a guy. When he's writing, more people are reading his stuff than any other writer in the gun culture. His name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, I just talked about your home state. I don't know if you want to talk about that. You got a couple of things I see here that look pretty interesting, but I see that Tucson has decided to be a army of one and stand up against the tyranny that is freedom.
Yes, and this is the long history for Tucson, and they've lost the cases in court, and I don't think they'll win this one if it goes to court. I'm not sure exactly where it's at, but they have some extreme totalitarian-minded county board members and city council members, and they just want to be able to make whatever law they want without regard to what the state law is, and they claim they have the power to do so because they're Tucson. It's really bizarre, but it's gone so far that when we passed the law against destroying public assets when they could be sold and the assets, the proceeds added to the public treasury, they went so far as to take it to court and say, no, you can't force us to not destroy assets that we've taken in. We have the right to destroy any assets we want. And they lost. The court said, no, the state law says you can't do this, and you can't defy the state law. And they lost. And I think it would be similar with this. I wrote a couple articles about that back when it was an ongoing issue. And if people are wondering what assets they were talking about, they were firearms that were turned in to the authorities under some sort of what they would call a buyback, which is really a firearm turn-in. And some of them were very valuable firearms worth thousands and thousands of dollars that they just arbitrarily destroyed because guns are bad. I mean, it was ludicrous, and they lost, and I suspect they will lose again. But I'd have to look at the particulars before I can comment on the particular case.
Yeah, I saw that. The thing that, I mean, they actually got out there, and one of their statements was, we intend to have free reign and continue to uphold these federal firearm laws. We're going to have free reign to do so.
They don't have any authority to uphold federal firearm laws. The law in the anti-commandeering law that, and I'd have to look at the specifics in this case. But right. Several states have passed an anti-commandeering law,
right,
which they say it has the name of, like, often Second Amendment sanctuary. And it just says that local authorities in whatever state has passed the law, and I believe this is true for Arizona as well, will not aid the federal government in enforcing firearms law that is deemed to be against the Second Amendment, in contradicting the Second Amendment. And then I think, as I recall from the Arizona law, and please don't hold me absolutely, but as I recall, it was only on law that contradicted state law that was passed after a certain date. So all the previous law that the federal government had was still considered legitimate, and you could cooperate with federal authorities to help them enforce that law. So it's very limited in its overall effect. And primarily it was created because people are concerned about what the current president, the administration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and, you know, whoever else is pulling the puppet strings, what they might do. And it appears Tucson is saying, no, we want to help Biden at all, whatever they want to do to restrict people's rights about guns, which is consistent for the Tucson administrations.
See, I did not know that about Tucson. I had heard some things, but I didn't know they were that rabidly left.
It is bizarre. It's, you know, but you very often the city, now, as I recall, there's some special way in which they elect people in Tucson. You know, and sometimes there are many different local versions of how people are elected. You know, you can have a bunch of council members that are elected at large, in which case, if the electorate is 50 plus 1% leftist, you get all leftists.
Right.
Or you can have sometimes where they have it elected by district. And then sometimes you have the districts are very carefully chosen to make sure that they're leftist majority or whatever, you know, a form of gerrymandering. And I, as I recall, when I looked at the way the Tucson did things, I said, oh, it's set up to try to make sure that leftists are always in power.
It, so, well, I mean, they seem like, just from the two that I read about, the mayor and the councilman that pushed this, or they seem like they probably spent a little time in the California legislature, to me.
It does appear that that's where they get their cues from, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's really strange. And, that, you know, I hate to say it, but we've been outgamed politically by the people on the left for 50 or 60 years, mainly because they include nearly all the media. And so they're able to shape public opinion by control of what the public knows.
Yeah. The other part, though, that, you know, the Republicans that were out there trying to appease them and, you know, we could get the media to like us, too. You know, that stuff. That stuff, that contributed to it.
The media is more powerful than they are.
Well, they certainly believe it, don't they? They do. I mean, the media itself. I mean, right now, if CNN didn't have the airports, they wouldn't have anybody watching them.
Well, that's right.
I mean, but so most of your legacy media is crashing.
Well, they are. But who do the people in D.C. or the people in the legislature think control the information flow?
It's a big change right now
that we have people in the Republican Party now who believe that they don't have to dance to the tune of the media, and that's a good thing.
That's the trendy thing to go with now.
I mean, it has to be if we're going to save the republic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to 2024 when me and you were talking about President DeSantis. We're headed into the break. This article hasn't been written yet. It may not get written, or maybe it has been and I just don't know about it, because Dean has nearly 1800 articles waiting for you in one place at ammoland.com, the biggest website of its type on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. speaking with Dean Weingarten, talking about his home state. But I want to shift now, if we can, unless you got something else you want to say about that.
No, let's shift.
I want to talk about this latest grizzly attack that you talk about that is not the latest grizzly attack. It took place 7 years ago. Why are these, why do you have to go through a Freedom of Information Act to get information on this type of an attack?
Well, there are two reasons, and it's easily understandable. One is that there were no crimes committed, so there's no public disclosure necessary. And the other is that the people who defend themselves against bears have good reason to believe that they're better off if their names are not exposed to the public, because there are a number of crazies out there who will do many evil things to try to bring harm against somebody who has the misfortune of having to defend themselves against a bear. I have seen on numerous discussion groups people saying that they would rather the human had died rather than the bear be killed. I mean, there are just people who are literally insane on this issue, and by that I mean they would rather a bear who attacks a human be killed than the human defend themselves and kill the bear. To me, that is an insane viewpoint, but there are many people with it, and they are not shy about making their opinion known online. So that's why you often have little or no, it's one of the reasons why you often have little or no publication of these incidents. And the other is that when someone successfully defends themselves against a bear, particularly with a firearm, the news media don't necessarily want to put that out because it shows that firearms are useful things. And the old media has consistently underreported defenses uses of firearms for whatever purpose for decades. It's gotten a little better. And I think I am one of the people who have made it a little better.
Yeah.
But that's what I think is happening on why we have to use the Freedom of Information Act request in order to find these compelling stories. I mean, this is, I think, it's a story that you could tell around the campfire for years to come, because you have this lone hunter hunting with a bow in wilderness situation. There's no cell phone coverage. There's nobody else. There's just him in this extreme wilderness, and a bear decides to come after him, probably thinking he was an elk because he was using an elk cow, and he has a bow. Now, it's probably one of the better modern bows, and the bear charges him, and he shoots it with the bow and hits it right in the snout, and that causes the bear to veer aside and gives him chance to draw his .40 caliber pistol. And even though this bear repeatedly tried to kill him, he was able to defend himself and fend the bear off with the first shot from the bow and then multiple shots from a .40 caliber Taurus. Go ahead.
Well, no, the whole thing with that, though, I know that in the past you've mentioned that they're constantly trying to stress the efficacy of bear spray.
Yes.
Of some non-lethal that's going to work, which that works on some bears and it doesn't work on other bears. It's sort of like pepper spray, right, with humans.
Right. It has some efficacy. If I were given the option of bear spray or nothing, I'd take the bear spray. But it has many limitations, and I believe that if you look objectively at the numbers, that it is nowhere near as effective as a handgun or other firearms in defending yourself against bears. The major advantage of bear spray is that it prevents the bear from being killed immediately. I mean, and many bears who attack humans and when bear spray are used are then killed later because they're problem bears.
Yeah.
Now, the fact is we have plenty of bears. And that we have so many bears, and the populations are increasing, not only for black bears, which are probably at near record numbers, and for grizzly bears, which have probably tripled in population in the lower 48 since 1972, and for polar bears, which have tripled in their overall population since 72, that with these increasing bear populations, you have to find a way to manage them. You have to find a way to keep the population to the number you want them to be. And the only reasonable way to do that is to hunt them and kill them, kill the overpopulation.
Well, most of the time, most of the time with a bear that's attacking humans, though, that bear's, there's a chance that bear may be old or sickly or something, and it can't hunt anymore, right? Is that the case of that? And before we can't get too deep into that. We can't get too deep into that because coming up on the break.
That does happen. We'll talk after the break.
Yeah, definitely going to talk about it. And I'm going to ask you a question about these guys with the bear spray, too, because I saw something the other day that came out of Europe, which sort of reminds me of what you were just saying about how they would rather the bear live and the human die than vice versa. So I want your opinion on that as well. This article that I'm referencing, it came out the 2nd of July. It is on, if you were to go to ammoland.rightnow, you could go down to the bottom of the page, click all contributors, click Dean Weingarten. He's middle left of the columns of people that write there. And it's right there. It's in the top four that he has written, the latest four that he has written. His research in this particular field is unique and one of a kind. And I think he's done well over 100 cases now. This would be like 108, 109, I'm not sure. But it's all waiting for you at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In conjunction with the America First Policy Institute, I'm filing as the lead class representative a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter.
Former President Donald Trump delivering remarks on Wednesday. The former president also saying he's demanding the end of shadow banning, a practice where an online community blocks a user's comments or restricts their visibility. Tropical Storm Elsa making landfall in Florida. Experts saying the center of the storm came ashore along the North Florida Gulf Coast, just southeast of Tallahassee. Forecasters saying the Georgia coast could be dealing with tropical storm conditions later today and into tonight before it moves onto the South Carolina coast. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva held a press conference on Wednesday to provide details on the largest drug bust in the L.A. Sheriff Department's history. The operation, taking place on June 8th this year, and seized over 30,000 pounds of marijuana and had over 100 arrests. Sheriff Villanueva discussing the monetary value of everything seized during their operation.
Estimated street value of this entire operation was $1.19 billion. We also rescued 180 animals, and water theft enforcement teams made arrests as well. They made 19 arrests. So estimated street value of this entire operation was $1.19 billion.
President Biden changing the definition of infrastructure, saying now is the time to invest in critical human infrastructure. Even though a bipartisan group in Congress has worked out an agreement, Biden is working on a separate measure that only Democrats support in tandem. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, one of the things that Dean has revealed over the course of time is that some of these guys that are pushing this bear spray, this non-lethal thing, they really push it to the point of me scratching my head looking at them saying, okay, I can see where that could work from time to time. But are we wanting to maintain human life, or are we wanting to be out there and virtue signal? Which, because I think a lot of that is virtue signaling. But let me ask you a question. Aren't these hunters, wouldn't they be considered conservationists?
Absolutely they would. And it is the fees that they pay in buying hunting supplies and firearms and ammunition that have been used primarily to preserve, well, to conserve wildlife and wild areas around the country. It's primarily hunters who have maintained and lobbied for and kept the wild areas where game can exist in the United States. And what the people who state that humans should not be where wild animals are don't seem to be willing to understand that it is humans' responsibility to manage wildlife populations on the planet. We are in charge. Wildlife populations don't exist unless we allow them to exist. We have gotten so powerful that basically the entire planet and the ecosystems only exist under our management. And so if we want to plow up habitat and eliminate any habitat for grizzly bears in the lower 48, we've shown we could do it, and we could easily eliminate grizzly bears from the lower 48. We decided not to do so. So it's part of our responsibility to decide how many grizzly bears there should be allowed in the lower 48. Now, we don't want to allow a million of them because there'd have to be a lot fewer people and a lot more people getting killed and eaten by the grizzlies in order for that to happen.
Right.
We have to set some limit on the population of grizzly bears, or they will just keep increasing until there's so many of them that many people are endangered.
Okay, let me tell you.
Already happening.
Let me tell you about a study in Europe that just came out. Okay, it has nothing to do with
hunting. Yeah.
But you know, in Europe, they're real serious about climate change and all this other stuff. So what they've decided is that humans should be put in, like, our living space should be no more than 640 square feet. Our clothing should be allowed to be washed 20 times a year. You should be able to only consume between 10 and 40 gallons of gasoline per year. If you have to travel, your travel should be restricted. And this is all in the name of creating a lower carbon footprint, right? You know, all these things.
I'm
listening to that. And at the same time, I'm thinking, here we got these hunters that are out there. They got to have a low carbon footprint. They got to have nothing, no footprint. And they're actually doing what they're doing out there is actually culling these numbers to where they don't, you know, eat themselves out of their own habitat.
Right, or us.
Or us, you know. But at the same time, the common thing that I see amongst these either, and is it correct for me to think that these people that want to see the animals eating the humans, is that correct for me to think they're probably sort of greenies?
Well, I would think so, because this is part of what I would see as the deep green religion, which
yeah.
is kind of a new paganism. It worships nature ahead of humans, and basically they seem to be self-hating. They don't like humans, and they want a lot less of them. Well, the only way they can accomplish this is through tyrannical government, because most people would not put up with it.
Sure.
And so they have to create a government that has so much power that it can put into effect all those edicts you're talking about in order to get where these people claim they want to go. But it is hard to believe they're serious about it, or if they are, they're a tiny minority. How many people want to be in a situation where they only wash their clothes 20 times a year? I mean, how many people want to...
How many people are going to voluntarily do that? How many people are going to have a 3,000-square-foot house and be told, okay, you're out of there, and we've got you this little block over here, 640 square feet. Go enjoy that, Jumbo. How many people are going to just willingly give up? The other things would be, there would be a need to,
only 10 or 20
income,
gallons of gas.
The income would be regulated to where you were going to make at least a minimum here and could only make a maximum there. I mean,
right.
This isn't that, you know, while they're describing all of this stuff, I'm just thinking, this is worse than the Army. I mean, you know, when you think about how you exist in the Army.
It's worse than what existed under communism in the Soviet Union or in communist China.
Sure.
And what this is pushed under is the overall title would be that we would be creating a sustainable Earth. And that's by their definition.
Sure.
And it doesn't, there's no reason to believe their numbers or figures. They just pull these things out of their hat. They want to go back to where we were approximately 1900 or so, And to do that, they have to reduce the population of the Earth somewhere between a half and 75, 80, 90%. And they've convinced themselves if they don't do that, we are in danger of extinction and destroying the Earth. But what this is, and President Trump was pretty smart about this, he said, now this is being sold that way, but it's just an excuse to get the government enough power so the people in power can do whatever they want. And I think that is correct. We have the choice of trying to go backwards in technology and restrict everybody so they can't do anything, or to go forward with more and better technology so that everybody gets richer all over the planet. The potential is there to do that if we choose to do so. And we can still preserve nature as long as we choose to do that while becoming richer. So it's not one or the other. We don't have to either be rich or have animals. We don't have to either be rich or have wildlife preserves. We can have both.
Yeah.
The United States has both, and better than most other nations.
Yeah, we do. Hang on for me just a minute. We're coming up on the last break. You can find this article about the bears and everything that has led to this discussion at Ammoland.com, along with nearly 1,800 others sort of like it, various things, that because Dean covers the entirety of the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps, as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and do we want to talk any more about these guys, or shall we move on to some good stuff?
Let's move on to some more other interesting topics.
Let's talk about both Texas and Missouri now have no commandeering. They've passed no commandeering laws. They have... In Texas's case, they've unbanned the suppressor, and
I think we only have enough time probably to talk about the Texas law. Although I'll say the Missouri law is somewhat similar. They're both anti-commandeering laws, but the Texas law that I recently wrote about is the one where they eliminated the Texas ban on the ownership of silencers, suppressors, gun mufflers, whatever you want to call it. Some people don't realize that the same person who invented the car muffler invented mufflers for guns at the same time, only he called them silencers. So we went on to make sure that every car had to have a muffler, but that it was almost impossible to own a muffler for your gun. It's an absolutely absurd federal law that should never have been put in place. All it did was create one of the worst public health effects by the federal government in history, where literally millions of people lost their hearing because the federal government makes it extremely difficult to own a simple safety device. So, what happened in Texas is that you had a doctor who is a representative in the Texas legislature. Dr. Oliverson is his name. And he had gone through the process of legally obtaining two silencers / suppressors for his own guns. And he couldn't believe how stupid and restrictive and bureaucratic it was to obtain simple safety devices where even the revered CDC says that you should use suppressors when you can because they're such a good safety device. And so he created a bill to eliminate the Texas law that prohibited suppressors. Essentially, the Texas law said, well, you can have a suppressor, but only if it's approved of by the federal government. Well, Dr. Oliverson thought the whole law was ridiculous, and so he created this bill that, one, removed all Texas restrictions on suppressors, and then it also said that any Texas official is forbidden from aiding federal enforcers in enforcing federal suppressor law, which is part of the National Firearms Act. And they did this, I think, in a kind of clever way. It could be stricter, but it's a pretty good restriction. They said that if any officer of an agency in Texas, you know, a state or local agency in Texas, aids in the enforcement of federal suppressor law, their entire agency loses state funding for the whole next year. That's a pretty significant incentive for agencies to require their personnel not cooperate with federal officers to enforce federal restrictions on suppressors. In fact, there are almost no prosecutions for suppressors in Texas anyway. I looked thoroughly and I could only find one in the last 5 years, and that was for someone who had a lot of mental issues. And the illegal possession of a suppressor was one of many charges that they put on him. So when you have very limited enforcement actions against suppressors in the first place, and then you tell the vast majority of enforcement agents in the state not to enforce any suppressor law from the federal government, you're going to have to work really hard to get arrested under federal law, and there is no Texas law as of 1 September for owning a suppressor that does not have a federal tax stamp. So, but people do. You see people who make their own suppressor and then they post it online on YouTube or they brag about it.
Right.
You know, on Facebook. And they say, I made my own suppressor. It was really easy and it really works. I mean, this is like, you know, hanging steak in front of a lion and saying, hey, are you willing to bite me or not? It's absolutely stupid, but there are people who do this stuff. So if you really want to be prosecuted by the federal government, and if you work hard enough at it, you can do so. One poster on MLN, a previous article, said, well, when are all the leadership of the Republican Party going to go on the courthouse steps with suppressors that they made in Texas and demand that the federal government arrest them? And I'm going, what? This is insanity. So, but it does have, there's another part of the bill that sets up a test case. And it says that if a suppressor is made in Texas and stamped as made in Texas, then federal law doesn't apply because it was not involved in interstate commerce. This is a huge change in federal law that they're trying to do. And it might be successful. There have been a few cases that look like the Supreme Court might be willing to say that the Commerce Clause doesn't cover everything. It's not just a blanket statement allowing the federal government to legislate on any purpose anywhere in the United States, no matter what. There have been 4 court decisions that indicate that they might be willing to do that. But there have also been indications that they won't. So it's kind of a risky thing. And what this test case setup is that it says if somebody wants to make a suppressor in Texas from Texas materials, they can petition the attorney general, who happens to be Ken Paxton, who is a superb attorney. He set up the the challenge to the election that the Supreme Court turned down. I thought it was a beautifully written challenge. And they can petition Ken Paxton, and if people petition Ken Paxton, and I imagine there will be a number of them, he has to create a test case to go to a federal court asking the court to rule that the Texas law is constitutional. So that is supposed to be done before any suppressor is made in Texas.
Right.
It's to be done before there is a violation of federal law so that no Texas resident has to risk his life and property and freedom by making a suppressor in Texas and then getting arrested. Instead, the law specifically sets up a test case, and it puts the full power of the Attorney General of Texas behind the test case so that individual citizens in Texas don't have to put their lives and property and freedom at risk.
Well, let me get you to hold right there because we're about to run out of time. This might be something worthy of continuing on Friday, so we will talk about that. Hey, thanks very much for joining me this evening.
It is always a pleasure, Bill.
Pleasure is mine. And as far as you and I out there, back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.